Justin Fluke back with you. Care Coach's Insight continues. McLouth girls head coach Victoria Johnson joins us. The Lady Bulldogs with a couple games here Friday night against Pleasant Ridge and then at Valley Falls earlier this week on Tuesday. And, Coach, you know, we've talked all season long. You've played with five girls, six girls, four girls, and numbers continues to be a big issue. But what are some positives, I guess, for the girls that you've had and just kind of some things that maybe you've seen from the girls here over the last couple of games?
You know, the positives are that the girls keep showing up. They keep showing up to play. They keep showing up wanting to do their best. And you can tell that things are starting to kind of click. We're seeing more shots being able to get put up. We're getting more stops on defense. So, like, good things are happening to us. It's just, unfortunately, we run out of gas. And
yeah.
Can't always stick out the whole game, but
you can only do so much with so many bullets in the gun, the ammunition, and now you have five games left in the regular season, all of which are rematches from games earlier this season. I know we kind of talked about it, but there's some familiarity with your opponents that you have left, and I'm sure for the girls it's just a matter of, hey, let's go out and let's perform better than we did the first time against this team. And just do you feel like they're able to see some of those strides that you were talking about? You feel like the girls can maybe, you know, sense some of their progress being made, even if it's not on the scoreboard?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we try to keep things positive the entire time. Like, we find the little wins in every single game. So after the games, even though, yeah, there's a big score differential, but the girls are still smiling, they're still laughing, they're like, hey, we did this great, hey, we did that. Like, so we do definitely find the positives out of every single game.
One other big challenge you have this week, you know, with the low numbers and the girls, you know, not really having any subs or ever being able to come off. You know, you play back-to-back nights again. You got a makeup game. So you got JCN on Thursday and then McLouth on Oskaloosa on Friday after JCN on Thursday. So that probably makes it just an even bigger challenge. But, I mean, basically, how do you do it with, like, you know, foul trouble and stuff? I mean, you don't have subs, so are the girls having to play a lot smarter, I guess, especially maybe when they get in foul trouble or something?
Oh, for sure. I mean, from the beginning of the season, because we would get into foul trouble those first couple games, but we've learned to move our feet a little better and not play so much with our hands, so that does help. It kind of also is a downfall too, because they're not as aggressive either, though.
Sure.
But yeah, they have to be a lot smarter on defense.
Well, back-to-back nights against JCN and Oski, and then you'll get ACCHS next week on Tuesday. And yeah, just five games left here in the regular season. So hopefully some more continued progress and the little successes that the girls can be excited about and continue to build on. Coach, thanks so much for taking time, and best of luck here in your upcoming games.
Thank you.
Victoria Johnson, head coach of the McLouth girls basketball team, here on Care Coach's Insight.